go back to Tuiui.
While we're standing here, just dozens of gunfire was just going off. It just illuminated that building of the Lynn Cafe inside there. So police have surrounded the building. The alarms here, you probably can hear them in the background. They're going off. So not too sure what that means at this stage. You can hear it. But gunshots, more gunshots are going off as we speak, Troy. So I'm not too sure what the situation is like at the moment, but it is absolutely terrifying to watch this unfold. And we have members of the public that have been standing for some hours here with the media. When the gunfire was initially going off, they were absolutely ducking for cover and just running away, just completely terrified of this situation that is unfolding.
Was there any sign that this was about to happen, Leonie, or was everything very quiet before we then saw those hostages run and then the shots be fired?
Look, Troy, it was very quiet. We thought this operation was going to be ongoing. Not too sure how many hostages were being held up in that Lint Cafe after that seven was released about 10 minutes ago. So we just thought negotiations were going to continue. So this has caught us off guard. You can just see these people, they just shuddered when that gunfire, nothing really explains when you hear it, Troy. It's just something else.
We're seeing footage here, Leonie. We're just watching via Sky News. It would appear a hostage injured, being carried from the scene. Does certainly appear it's a female. She certainly appears that she's in pain, but conscious. So it looks like we have at least one injury coming from this, with a woman being carried now by police rescue officers.
We can't really see where we're at, Troy. All we can see at this stage are police running in and out of that cafe. So where we are at the vantage point where the media has been allowed to set up, we can't actually see that from where we're standing. We can just see a hive of activity, police running in and out of the Lint Cafe, and no doubt you would be seeing of that footage live on TV. That's a very heavy police presence just outside the cafe.
And Leonie, this is amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's almost 2:30 in the morning in Sydney, and we're watching this unfold. It's incredible.
It is, and I don't think, I can tell you now, Troy, I don't think I will witness anything like this again in my career. I hope that I don't have to, because I'm completely shaken. Everyone here is completely shaken. This has taken us all off guard. And, of course, you just don't expect this to happen in the heart of Sydney at, as you mentioned, 2:30 in the morning.
All right. Well, Leonie, we will come back to you. We'll let you go and collect your thoughts and see what you can find out. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Troy.
That's Leonie Ryan.
Leonie Ryan, they're speaking on 2UE in Sydney. It's 20 past two. Yes, the developments. Police have fired a large, you've just joined us, a large number of shots into the Lint Cafe after a number of hostages ran free. And we certainly have had images of some of those hostages running to police protection. One, as was mentioned in that 2UE report, one of the customers, the hostages, looked as though she was injured in some way.